994 TFW Mobile.
West 24, India, Yankee, India.
I didn't catch the call sign. It's KN4 TFW.
Yeah, this is 24, India, Yankee, India.
What are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. I hope you are.
Yeah, just pulling out of subdivision, headed to work. And that's a rainy, rainy day.
I know you're dreading it, but you gotta make up money to pay bills.
The name over here is Ken.
Okay, Ken. My name is Robert.
Copy, Robert.
That is correct.
Where are you located at? It sounds like you're a little bit far from the repeater.
Yeah, I'm in Rock Hill, South Carolina, about 58, 64 miles from Spartanburg.
Yeah, Roger, then if you're in Rock Hill, then I guess you're doing fine making the repeater.
Well, I have got into it a whole lot better than this, but unfortunately my antenna ain't up in air that good yet.
Greer, South Carolina, between Spartanburg and Greenville.
Oh, yeah. Not too close to Taylor's.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go through Taylor's.
Yeah. I used to go see a friend down in Taylor's off of 295.
Hey, it's really raining over here. How about over at your house?
I don't know. I ain't been outside any. Been working on my 440 antenna all night long.
Did you get the antenna straightened out the way you like it?
Not exactly. I'm working on the gun match right now. Gotta build 16 of them, so figure out where to go.
Robert, you usually up this early in the morning?
During the winter time I am, but in the summertime, spring, summertime, I'm usually just getting up about this time, getting ready to change my sleeping pattern so I can start going to bed normal time and getting up early in the morning.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. I say there's usually about four or five of us that are meet on here in the morning between about 5:15, 5:45, and that. You're welcome to join us. We're just rag chewing in the morning, seeing how everybody's day is going to go.
I was on here last night listening to y'all. I couldn't get into the repeater because my stack 13B2s was turned the other way when turned my beam the other way, and I couldn't get into the repeater, but I heard y'all talking.
KK4POT Mobile.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. We got another person with us this morning is Robert out of Rock Hill.
Hey, good morning, Robert. Name here is Tim. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Oh, yeah, Tim. I'm doing real good. Hope you are.
Yeah, trying to stay dry. Not being very successful with that over the past several days.
Yeah. It's supposed to be doing this raining for next 3 days, I believe, counting the day. Be messy.
Ken, is it coming down over your way?
Yeah, man, it's coming down so hard I can barely hear you on the radio. With all all the noise the rain's making on the truck, it's really hard to copy you guys.
Wow, that stuff must be getting ready to come out. Of course, I don't know, you're east of me. But yeah, it's not raining too bad over here. I mean, I got my wipers on medium right now, but they're keeping up just fine.
I texted with Ed yesterday, and Eddie said he just got done early, and that, but he was doing all right.
Good deal. Well, hey, we miss him, but glad he got wrapped up and back to the house already.
Man, we're supposed to have a cookout at work today. Just feeding us hot dogs and hamburgers for our safety kickoff for this week.
Yeah, they might be moving that one indoors, huh?
We got a big covered area in the employee entrance thing. That's usually where they cook, so rain won't hurt them none. KN4TFW. How'd your day go yesterday, Tim? Did those projects show up like they were supposed to?
KK4POT. Oh, that's a negative. I had one of them show up as I was leaving. So it did get there. So we'll probably poke around at it today a little bit. And then one of the big ones, it did not. It actually had another issue come up that it's like an RV-style bus, and it was having some issues with water getting into it from all the rain and stuff, so it was it had to go to a body shop first, get some of that stuff taken care of. So that one got delayed, and yeah, it was kind of a crazy day yesterday with just different things happening, you know, and not happening. Stuff not showing up, but then other things showing up unexpectedly. So it was a little bit of a whirlwind for sure.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, they called me last night checking on a part, making sure that we had it, because they were having some issues. But fortunately, I had it. Didn't have the courier or anything last night.
Yeah, that's good. Let's see. And your wife, she worked a double yesterday, right? And she got another one coming up.
Yeah, she's got to work this evening, and then she got to work another double tomorrow. And then, fortunately, she'll be off on Friday and Sunday this week.
Yeah, good deal. Man, that'll be nice, taking those days off after this crazy start to the week. Man, I know that's a lot of stuff going on for her in the very beginning.
I heard that. Hey, Robert, you still out there? Come on in here.
Oh, yes, I'm still here listening.
I ain't heard Ed this morning. He must have got done early again.
Battery's floated away somewhere.
Yeah, it's class night tonight. At least it'll be the last night for all that math. Boy, I'll be glad to be done with that part.
Yeah, roger that. I think in the rains, but well, I guess maybe the worst of the rains this morning, right?
Last weather I watched said heavy rain today and heavy rain on Thursday, and then like about a 70% chance tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, I was just trying to think if you were going to have to deal with mess going to that class or not, but hopefully it won't be too bad then. Isn't that pretty close by your house, though?
Yeah, it's only maybe it's 4 miles. It's just right in downtown Greer.
Yeah, roger that. That's good. That makes that convenient for sure.
It's only 3 or 4 miles, but man, it takes you about 20 minutes that time of day.
Yeah, man, roger that. I got the same thing over from my house. If you hit it, you time it wrong, and you can easily double and triple your time.
I know for Susan, when she has to work in the morning, if she leaves at, you know, it's normally about a 15-minute trip. If she leaves at 8 o'clock, man, it's a 30-minute trip. I'm getting behind on my coffee drinking this morning for some reason.
KM4 and AP Mobile.
There he is. Good morning, Ed. We got a new one with us this morning, Robert out of Rock Hill.
Well, good morning, Robert. Come on in and join us anytime and all the time. How's things going, guys?
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ed. KK4POT.
He's trying to stay dry this morning.
Yeah, I've tried that. It ain't work. Not for me.
How's your grandson with the dog situation?
He's fine. That pit didn't get to him. That lab got between him and that pit bulldog. We had to put the lab down.
I man, hate to hear that.
But those two pits, they're no longer on this earth. They might be in dog pound heaven, but they ain't in.
Boy, is this somebody strays?
No, it was my sister's pit that she got years ago, and their attitude and everything has changed, and we done told her that that she needed to get rid of them, and she wouldn't do it, and they had shock collars on them, but apparently the batteries were bad, and they took off and went over to my son's house.
Yeah, you can't never tell, and that how those dogs are going to act. I know I had a chow when my grandkids were born, and that, and she hadn't been around any little kids, and she didn't like it too good. And I tried to convince myself that she wouldn't hurt one of them, but just couldn't do it. So I had to have her put down. Sure enough.
Now we just got to find my sister another dog. I don't know what. I'm probably going to try and get her a little small lap dog.
Did your son get bit?
Negative. The lab got between him and that pit. Oh, I tell you. Yeah, I'd have hunted those dogs down and killed them with my bare hands if I had to, if they'd have bit him.
I wasn't thinking at all. I'm just telling y'all, me. If it happened to me, if the bulldog was coming after my son and you had to put him down, I wouldn't find out what it was out for. Because she, like you said, you told her, you warned her, and she didn't want to listen. I wouldn't find out what it was out for.
Well, she's 79, and her husband died several years ago. So that'll give her a little bit of company. I don't mind getting her a little old lap dog, but I think the only reason she wouldn't get rid of them is because my oldest grandson got them for years ago, and I think that was the main reason she couldn't turn them loose, but don't have to worry about that issue anymore.
Yeah, well, I can understand that too.
I tell you what, it's been raining so hard tonight that I didn't know if I was going to get washed away or float away.
Man, it was raining so hard a while ago when I was trying to talk to Jim and that you couldn't hardly hear the radio for all the rain beating on the truck, KN4TFW.
Must be coming down hard over there.
Been that way over here all night long, Tim, for an AP. Come on in here, Tim.
Oh, I'm just actually getting ready to pull up now, just trying to navigate this off-ramp. I got a ton of traffic this morning, and this rain ain't helping nothing. But anyway, let me hop out of here and get this day rolling. So it's good to hear everybody. 7-3 is everybody. Hope you have a fantastic day, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim. I'm glad you made it in safe. Be careful going home.
7-3, Tim. Catch you in the morning.
7-3, Tim. Catch you in the morning. Wait before India, Yankee India.
Ian, you got class tonight, don't you?
Yeah, Roger, it's the last class for that math and that. Well, I'll be glad to get done with that chapter. I hate that chapter.
I don't think it'll be as bad as you think it is.
Just it doesn't. I get really sleepy when I have to sit in a meeting or in class or something. And if you're not holding my attention real good, man, I struggle.
Oh, believe me, I know the feeling. Is Mike working today or is he off?
Well, I believe yesterday I got the impression he was working today, but maybe something come up and he had to take off.
Yeah, maybe he'll get in here now in a minute, too, because I'm headed to the house.
Good deal. You got done on time in all this rain. I'm about 2 or 3 minutes out myself.
Yeah, boy, how you doing?
High clothes on. That's the main thing right now.
Yeah, good morning, Al. Hey, we got a new one with us, Robert, out of Rock Hill.
I guess it's still rain outside.
Man, you just don't even know. It's coming down in buckets.
Yeah, I know. Oh, boy. It's ridiculous.
And now it's turned foggy over here in Piedmont.
Ooh, that's not nice. That's funny. I can't hear the rain hitting the door. I wonder if it's kind of a drizzle around here in Malden.
It's a downpour over this way.
Yeah, it might be. Might be doing that in a while. And the fog's coming. That's not nice.
And I heard somebody say yesterday the lake was full.
Well, I guess it's fuller today.
The lake is over full.
I imagine it widens the creek quite a bit when that happens.
Well, I've made it here. I'm going to tell everybody 73. Hope to catch everybody again in the morning. Robert, sure was good to meet you and talk to you this morning. And come on back with us anytime. We're usually here 5 days a week, same time. And that's, I'll say 73, and you guys have a good one. KN4TFW.
You have a good one, Ken. Hopefully catch you in the morning, 73 studio. And I'm going to go ahead and sign, because I'm back in my driveway. So, Al, you have a good one. Robert, you have a good one. Hope to talk to you in the morning. You guys have 73 sent your way. Have a good one, KM4NAP.
Yeah, 73 to both of y'all. Stay dry as much as you can. Talk to you tomorrow. With the 4NDA again, can be.
Anybody else left in here?
Yes, it's just me and you.
I'm trying to modulate this thing very hard because I'm a long way from the mic right now. I can't believe how nasty. I mean, I wish this rain would stop.
Yeah. Well, just imagine next month, March rain. Right around the corner.
Well, I'm almost wondering if we're going to get a cold snap and get some ice next. I'm assuming it's about 6 o'clock in the morning.
5:40.
5:40, huh? All right. So pretty soon it'll be 6. Well, my alarm goes off at 6:06.
I just looked on my phone.
Yeah, so 5:40 sounds about right. And I'll be monitoring to see who stops in. Honestly, listen, I just wanted to say hello to you and all that. KI4MLN, I'll say 73s for now, and I'll be listening.
73 to you. With the 4NDA Yankee, I'm dear.
Remember Delta 7, Japan.
KI4MLN, how you doing this morning?
Got a little worried there, Al.
call sign and I didn't hear you come back. I thought, uh-oh, he didn't wake up. I'm doing all right. It's raining. I hate driving in the rain.
Yeah, I know sometimes the COPD gets a little scary, but I'm still living with it.
Just have a hard time seeing real well, even with the glasses on.
I heard the rain coming down. It's coming down real hard. It's really nasty.
Coming down at a pretty good clip here right now, so I'll probably take as much of the freeway as I can today.
Yeah, I probably would.
I go pick up my partner, my business partner. His truck's being worked on, and it's a lot of crooked roads all the way across Cane Creek. It's just not a fun road to drive.
You know, they have an app on iPhone that shows the roads, and one of my friends, we were up in New York State, going toward New York State one time. We went out through there, and luckily he saw the curve on the iPhone. We almost went off the freaking, over a freaking 150-foot cliff.
Well, I'm somewhat, I've been riding the crooked roads for over 20 years down here now. Cane Creek is just extremely dark, and it's difficult when it's not raining. So it's just a slow ride, that's all.
The thing is, if you know the roads, and you, believe it or not, if you know the roads, you can do it without looking at it.
I know the road. I know the road very well, but it's still something we got to be a little extra cautious with.
Yeah, the problem is you got to remember is you got to make sure you know exactly the speed you're going, because that's the key. And, you know, if you know what speed you're going. When I drove a race car one time, trying to learn to drive one, I found the biggest problem without sight was to figure out how far to turn a wheel, how fast.
Most of that, Al, that's because I'm just coming off my road behind the mountain here, a little bit of a shadow. So it'll get better the further I get into town. I'm about 6 miles out of town.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to learn how far to turn the wheel without sight. And I should have learned what a buddy of mine wanted to take me out the back roads, let me practice it with the feel, let me feel the wheel while he's driving a certain speed so he could feel it.
The other problem is people nowadays, they drive with their bright lights on, or they've got these silly blue, super bright LED lights that are, you know, they're great for when you're sitting behind the wheel, but a guy coming towards you, they're not so good.
No, and what I want to do too, that also they can reflect in a mirror. Sometimes a friend of mine did that, so I got ticked off one day at a guy, and I said, you know what, I'm getting tired of this. So I just took a mirror and shined it right in his light. My friend showed me where the light was. I said, I'll teach him. I just shined his light. I gave it right back to him.
I'll frequently do that with my side view mirrors if I'm on the freeway and somebody's behind you with their bright on, or even behind you on a road. Take that little electric mirror, and you can put that light right back in their face.
And I did that one time with a buddy of mine. I said, I'll teach him. Well, it just so happened the guy was right. We were legally blind, so it made it a little bit tough. We had two blind people in the car. It was kind of confusing.
I'm not sure how that worked, Al, but I'm glad I wasn't in the back seat.
Well, you know what was funny about it? I had driven down that road with him before, and somehow I remembered the road. I remember where we were, and I warned him. I said, watch out. I said, there's a corner coming up, and sure enough, it was exactly where I said it was.
After you drive these roads for quite a while, you do get used to them, and you know where the curves are and stuff, but anyway, that is what it is. You just drive down the road, slow down a little bit.
Yeah, that's all. Well, I'm glad you're doing okay, because these roads are not nice, and around here, it's a pretty windy roads.
Like I said, the roads from my house out to town aren't all that bad. The main road that my street connects to is a little bit crooked, but it's not too bad. And Sugarloaf here, which brings me down to the town, it's a little tiny bit crooked, but not much. But Cane Creek is very crooked.
Yes. What I want to do, I still get away with it. I want to have a contest with golf cart. We're going to take a sighted person and a blind person together, legally blind person and a blind person together, and we're going to actually take golf carts. We're going to see if we can keep them straight, and we're going to have a golf cart race and see if we can go a couple hundred feet, see who can beat who without wrecking.
That would be an interesting thing to video.
I'm gonna practice it with a buddy of mine, and next year we're gonna do it up at Shelby at the fairgrounds. We're not gonna tell them that we're gonna do it though. I'll let you know. We're gonna do it for fun.
Alrighty, well, yeah, let me know. I'll bring my video camera or one of my cameras. That should be interesting. So anyway, what do you got on your plate for today, Al?
Just wait for rain to stop before I can go downstairs and do a little bit of work.
I don't think the rain here is going to let up. Unfortunately, we're putting floors in today, so we already brought all the wood into the place yesterday.
Okay, so all you got to do is just keep working on it.
Didn't get that, Al Sagan.
So you guys can just sit inside and finish it.
You keep getting chopped off here. Let me get up to the light here in about 200 yards. Try it again, Al.
Yeah, I was saying, all you guys got to do today is just go ahead and finish it.
We got about 330 or 40 square feet to put down, which is very doable for we can do. We can do more than that today, so I'm fairly certain we'll probably get it all done today.
How far out was the floor? Is it real bad?
Floor is not exactly what you call good at all. It's, and we told them to put another layer of subfloor down, but they didn't want to listen. So we'll figure it out. We'll get it down.
Well, mine. I checked mine out. Mine is old tape on the floor where the building's out, but I think they have self-leveling. Concrete, some sort of solid right here, so I probably couldn't do that. I don't know if there's enough meat on the subfloor to actually take a plane and actually plane it. I don't know. I'll maybe come over and look one day.
Will do. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's raining pretty good over here on the freeway.
It was going to get foggy too, they said, so kind of watch out.
The street was, you couldn't see the end of the hood of my street.
Wow. And the funny thing is, you know, people think bright lights help. They really don't help in that stuff that much.
Yeah, I got the bright light people and the blue light people and the all that nonsense.
I'm going to let you step out of there because you're getting down in where you're going to probably have trouble hearing me. I got some issues here with, I got some interference around here nailing this to my signal a little bit, so you're probably hearing a lot of garbage on it.
Got a solid copy on you, buddy. It won't be another mile or so here where I'll lose you. So I'll just say have a good one now, and we'll probably catch you maybe in the morning at D7J Mobile.
Okay, I'm 4. Am I clear?